Ice cold beer!
Popcorn, peanuts, Cracker Jack.
I know what the big deal about Cracker Jack is. Did you ever go and buy a pack of Cracker Jack thinking you'd get a prize and find no prize in the box?
Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
To the ball game, take me out to the crowd, buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back, we'll root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. 1, 2, 3 strikes you out at the old ball game.
All right, welcome back to the Bench Jockeys here on 101.5 UMFM. I'm Michael Elves. And no Brian Svensson in the dugout today, but on the bullpen phone, my pal Krazuk.
Hi. I try to do a little Brian there.
That's your impression, is it?
That's the best I got you know tonight. What?
The impression tonight would be like, hey.
No, it'd be like, yeah, that's pretty good. It's actually be like, hi.
Hey, we're talking baseball. It's a sad,
you know what? There's no joy in Mudville right now if you're a Jays fan.
You mean by the six, yes?
Yeah, I mean, I'll say this. You know the interesting thing about this is it's not all despair here, right? If you would have said at the start of April, last weekend, Jays have a chance to make the playoffs. I think you take that and run, don't you, as a Jays fan?
Oh, if you're God, I mean, you don't have to tell me you take that and run.
Well, geez, exactly. Yeah. I mean,
I've been out of it since April. So, like,
yeah, exactly. I will say this. Here's the thing. The one thing in their favor is the schedule. Now, that said, is Baltimore just took 2 to 3 out of Boston. But on paper, the Jays have the easiest opponent of the four teams left that are battling for the two playoff spots. So maybe, you know, we're taping this so people are listening to this on Friday and nothing has changed because all the games are already yet to play,
right? I mean, this is afternoon.
But maybe just spell it out to people if they haven't been watching this as intensely as we have or a lot of Canada has so far.
Okay, so, I mean, as it stands right now, I mean, so tonight, Thursday night when we tape this, earlier tonight, Yankees took a game from the Blue Jays 6-2. And actually, like, the way they did it, four hits, all homers off of Robbie Ray?
Yeah, and so what's a bit of a little bit demoralizing if you're into the Jays here is that Ray was quite good for most of this game. It was the if I'm not mistaken, it was the sixth inning where he got shelled a bit. Where Vladdy just before that in the fifth looked like he hit a 2-run homer. I've never seen a home run hit the top of the fence at the Sky Dome or whatever Rogers Center. And so that it could have been 3-1. Instead, it was 2-1. And then the Yankees hit two solo shots and then another 2-run home run. And a Judge hit two home runs in that game. It was quite amazing because Ray, I hope that, you know, the Jays fans won't be too angry at Montoya there to keep him in, because I think you go with your guy, right? Like, sometimes it's tough in the third, as you go through the third rotation, you know, it's going to, the the lineups usually get to pitchers. That said, is this guy's going to win the Cy Young this year. He's your best guy. And he only gave, like you said, he only gave up four hits. He just happened to be, you know, when they make mistakes, the Yankees aren't hitting singles right now. They're hitting home runs.
Right.
And that was the difference in this game. And that was that, right? I mean, the Jays actually had some threats earlier in that game, and they just, you know, where they won on the Wednesday when they took advantage of that, Bichette had hit a big home run to win that game. They just, you know, the Yankees have just poured it on here in the last week and a half, right? Where they've just had some timely hitting, some timely pitching, and yeah, I mean, the Jays were on the short end tonight.
Yeah, no, it's an especially unfortunate thing. Like, if you think that your ace gives up four hits in a game, I think
that's
without showing
good.
Someone the box score, if you just said, you know, he gave up four hits in six plus innings, you'd be pretty thrilled with that. But the fact that, you said, the Yankees, when they get hits, these are not singles. They're Aaron Judge with two homers,
right?
Gleyber Torres and Anthony Rizzo each with a went yard as well. And then Brett Gardner got a home run off of the bullpen after Ray had been pulled. But there's nothing you can do when they leave the park, when, like, if you're giving up these hits, and you can't, like, it, I don't think this does anything to just besmirch Robbie Ray's Cy Young campaign,
no.
Right? Like, this is still a really strong pitcher. The Yankees, like, really have come on strong. I mean, they're crediting a turtle apparently, but
yes. I read that the big what did they call it? Bronx or something like that, I guess is what it's called or something.
I think that's Bronx-y, his nickname.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever. Like, there's all sorts of crazy baseball superstitions out there, and we've had rally monkeys and the rally squirrel for the
right.
Cards back in the day. So, like, yeah, no surprise. But you know, like, they did what they had to do on the weekend. They, like, this last weekend, they swept the Red Sox.
Yeah, right. That was since their last taping. That was the big series, right? So it's set up where the Yankees swept the Red Sox to take over the wild card lead. And yeah, and then so what's happened here is this series, which was huge, was the three, you know, they took Monday off, and then the Yankees played against Toronto in Toronto. They took 2-3, right? So in the schedule, so maybe just like just spell out maybe for the standings here for everyone who's what's leading into the last three games of the season.
Tampa Bay, like they've secured the AL East for weeks now. They're seven games up on the Yankees. But as far as the wild card goes, the Yankees hold a two-game lead in the wild card. So they are at 91-68. Boston is at 89-70. They have the second wild card. And Toronto at 88-71 is one game back.
You missed the team.
However, because I was just focused on the AL East.
Oh, I see. Gotcha.
But also, tied for the wild card right now at 89-70 with Boston, the Mariners. And we talked about this last week, right? Because we talked about...
I said, don't sleep on them.
You said, don't sleep on them. And at that point, Oakland was ahead of them.
Right.
Right, by one game, I think it was. And since then, Seattle has won four straight and Oakland has lost three straight.
Yeah, and they had a big series. Both teams were against each other.
They were against each other, and that was the chance. That's the swing right there.
Yeah, and that's what Seattle had to do to get themselves. I mean, it's crazy, right? Like, I mean, we were talking about the Giants was kind of unexpected this year, what they're doing for their run. Seattle's got to be in the AL, right? I mean, this is crazy. No one was predicting them to be this deep into a playoff chance, right?
Not even the Mariners front office. Right? Like, if you think back to the beginning of the season and then like what kind of roster they were assembling and the like limited payroll and like, you know, giving some young guys some reps because they really didn't expect this to be a year that they were contending. And then like at the trade deadline, they weren't really involved in it at all either. Right? Like, this is, this is a team that, you know, 2 months ago didn't consider itself part of this race.
Oh, they've been laying in the weeds, as they say, for most of this year. I mean, they've been good, but they haven't been like I don't think a lot of people have talked about them about making the postseason, right? I mean, we've talked about endlessly other teams. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, if Seattle makes it, I mean, this would be epic just because of, like you're talking about huge juggernaut teams here, the Yankees, the Red Sox, and then the Jays, you know, for Canada, right? And here's Seattle, who hasn't been in a postseason, I believe, in two decades or close to it. In the schedule, I still think the Jays have a chance here, right? Because they have the three games against Baltimore, the worst team outside of Arizona, 107 losses.
The Mariners and have a sneaky little thing too, because they're hosting their home versus the Angels for their last three.
Exactly. And
right.
And,
whereas
and
Oakland,
other than Shohei
who
pitching
are behind, are completely out of it, I would say, because they also close against the Astros.
Right. Oakland, I believe, are three back, if I'm not mistaken.
Maybe even more after tonight, I think. I didn't look at the late box scores.
No,
yet.
I thought they were 3.5, but because Boston lost, they're only three back.
Oh, okay.
Because but I mean, they would have to be the permutations for Oakland, unless even if they will be out.
Yeah, they don't have any head-to-head games against any of these teams, right? So they can't make, even if they won all three.
Yeah, there's just too many teams to leapfrog.
Yeah.
I mean, Baltimore, Seattle has the Angels, Boston has the Nationals, which are not a very good team either. But then the Yankees have the Rays.
But are the Rays going to be playing for anything, having sewn up?
Well, that's it, right? Like, is it on paper? It seems advantage for the other team except the Yankees. But the Yankees have gone through Boston and the Toronto just this last week and have won, you know, they've won five of the last six games against those teams. And so, I mean, obviously you want to be where the Yankees are instead of the Jays, right?
You're
two games up instead of one game back, right? So, I mean, the Jays, what they have to do is they have to sweep. That's just it, right? Like, there's really no other option. You have to sweep, and you got to get some help.
And
because
you got to get,
theoretically, you could sweep, and Boston and Seattle sweeps, and you're out.
Exactly, right? Like, that's the thing. Being one back of those two teams tied, if all three teams sweep these series, since they're playing different, like none of them are playing each other, then you finish one game back of those two teams. So you need,
that's right.
You need the Angels to take at least one from Seattle, and you need the Nationals to take at least one from Boston.
Yes.
Because I don't think you're unlikely to have the Yankees drop. I mean, with two games up and only three games left, there's just no likelihood of them. They just need to win one of those games against the Rays, just mathematically.
That's right, yeah.
Like, we're looking at the Yankees in the postseason, and yeah, like I was just pulling it up. I mean, even if Tampa lost all three of these games, they still have the best record in the AL. They're 98-61. Houston's got 93-66. So no one's catching them for the best record in the AL in terms of being the one seed.
That is correct. That is, I mean, so the Yankees are in the driver's seat. There's no doubt. But I will say is that the Jays, they have the worst opponent of the four teams left. I personally, myself, I'm cheering for the four-way tie.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you know, why not?
Because I don't think
not,
it's ever
right?
happened. And I don't know if there's a tiebreaker situation that's based on four teams. I'll be honest. Like, at a certain point earlier this week, it could have been a five-way tie if Oakland and the way, you know, sort of somehow would have worked. But I think you can still get a four-way tie.
So if Tampa Yeah, no, I guess mathematically there is a way for this to, if the Yankees could basically lose three, if they won one, and then, oh
yeah, yeah, you Yankees win one, and
the Jays win three,
yes,
and then Boston and Seattle each win two of three.
That's right, correct.
Then they would all have a 92 and 70 record.
Yeah, which would be crazy.
Which would be bonkers, yes.
Yeah, because it just, I don't even know if they have, I don't even know where you go for the tie. Obviously, they have to play against each other or something. You have to get to two teams.
You essentially have like two
163s.
163s. Yeah. And then how do you determine who, like, which of the AL East teams plays the Mariners? Like, I don't know how they, I mean, obviously, if you're MLB, you want it to be the Yankees Boston game. Right. I mean, like that one. So then it just has to be Toronto Seattle, I guess. But like, I don't even know how you assign that if there's four teams.
I'm sure there's some permutation on MLB.com or something. Someone's has to have this, right? Because it still is in play right now. You could still get a four-way tie. It's a slim chance, but it's a chance.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of crazy. I was just looking at the run differential and the expected, like the run, the expected wins loss record based on runs scored and runs allowed.
Sure.
And like the Yankees, the fact that they, you know, have two up on Boston right now, like their run differential is about 22 runs less, and their record, like their expected win loss, would have them behind Boston at 85 and 74. And they're right now, they're a 91 and 68 team. Like that's the luck is definitely breaking their way. I mean, this turtle is.
Oh, the turtle is just
turtle power.
This is turtle power. Exactly. It must be the
Leo, Raphael, all the turtles.
That's right. That's
even Master Splinter is working for them.
Wow, I'll tell you that much. I'll say this. This is what you're loving about baseball, right?
Oh my gosh.
This is playoff baseball, really. This last week.
You know what else I love? So LA, two games back of San Francisco. Right. I don't know if you read this, but they're on track to post the best record by a defending champ in the divisional era.
It might not win the division.
And they most likely won't win the division.
They had a
great... They will have to play St. Louis.
Right.
In the wild card. And there's a chance that they don't get to defend.
Right. And St. Louis is right now want 18 of their last 19 games.
Super hot.
Well, crazy. They destroyed the wild card. And actually, if they didn't lose on Wednesday... they still had a outside shot of tying Milwaukee, like for the division, like they would have had to win out and then Milwaukee would have to lose every game. But it was like, it's insane, right? Like St. Louis was I think five games back to start this streak, five or six. Like they were on the outside looking in. Or is that how it works? Yeah, I think so. Is that they were not going to make the postseason, and this run is insane. Like it's like you're saying, it's bonkers. Like they and you're right. Is the Dodgers, and I didn't stay up to watch this, but on Wednesday too, they came back. They were down by four runs or something, and they hit four home runs in a row or something like that, where they came back on the Padres and I don't know, you know, it might be for nothing where they still going to lose the division, but if they wouldn't have won that game, they would have been out for sure for the division. They at least have something to play for this weekend to try and catch the Giants, but it's pretty slim, right? Because they have to sweep and the Giants have to basically lose every game out. But yeah. And Atlanta looks like I believe they've secured now the NL East, if I'm not mistaken, because they played the Phillies and they swept them.
Yeah, so they have a 5.5 game lead on the Phillies. So that's it. Over. Like that's. I so mean, honestly, like the, yeah. we're we've sewn up who the postseason players are on the NL side, right? Like there's enough of a lead for Atlanta that's sewn up. Milwaukee and St. Louis and like the Dodgers and San Francisco, those are the teams. Yeah. It's just a matter of, you know, I mean, if the Dodgers, who gets the NL West?
That's right.
Is like the only question, and who will have to play St. Louis. But yeah, I was reading a piece on MLB.com by Thomas Harrigan about this, you know, Dodgers could set the records for most wins by a second place team in the divisional era and the most wins by a wild card team if the Giants lead holds. If they make it to 104 and 58, right? If they win two more, that would give them a 641 winning percentage and put them first on the list of best defending champs in the divisional era. So going backwards in terms of like the top winning percentages, the 71 Orioles, who won 101 games with a 639, the 1990 A's, who went 103 and 59, the ? Astros of 2018 with 103 and 59. And then the 76 Reds, who went 102 and 60, the only team who repeated as World Series champs. The rest of them, you know, either played in the World Series, lost, or you know, didn't quite do it. The other piece that I read in relation to this was David Adler's piece, of teams that won 100 games and finished second, right?
Because typically, if you win before,
they would be. So there's 10, and if the Dodgers do this, they'll be the 11th. Obviously, the 2018 Yankees, most recently, they went 162, lost to the Red Sox. The A's in 2001. And that was that historic Mariners team that went 116 and 46, right?
Yeah.
The 93 Giants, which I had forgotten about this, but they finished. So the Braves went 104 and 58, and it was the last game of the season. And that was the first year that so Bonds had just been signed with the Giants that year. Took the team from a 90 loss season the year before to 100 wins. 100 plus wins in the first of his five MVP awards in San Francisco. But on the final day of the season, the two teams were tied at 103-58. Giants lost to the Dodgers and the Braves beat the Rockies to win by a single game. And the Giants missed the postseason and became the only team in the divisional era to win 100 plus games and not win its division.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, because that was pre-wild cards.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I was just gonna say the crazy thing about this is that we were talking about the Dodgers at the start of the year that they were saying would they set the record for most wins, but they might set a different record. This, you know what happens here, like
yeah,
what you're talking about, right it's not gonna be
like they're not gonna wins, but it's not gonna be most wins, but like certainly like they've done well. No one expected the Giants performance, but like, you know, I think everyone had them the Dodgers is at least a 100 win team and conceivably like in the 110s, and we thought San Diego would be the team that was battling them out for, you know.
Totally. And I will say this, you hear this kind of, you know, when it happens like this where the Dodgers are going to be probably they won't win the division. They're going to have 100 plus wins. And you're going to have Atlanta with just over 90 wins, right? And it's just sort of that's what the system is right now. I mean, if they ever want to go to just straight, you know, best record in your league.
Yeah.
Right. Then that's another thing. But we just talked about that. There has been precedent before, right? Like 93, right? 103 win team didn't even make the postseason, right? Yeah. They didn't even get a crack at it, which again is very unfair in some respects, but it's just sort of the way it is. Like, and so, I mean, hey, the premium is to, in this system right now, the way that it's set up, is to win the division. Because if you don't win the division, you know, a wild card is just this one game.
It's a crapshoot.
Yeah, it's a one game shootout, and the proverbial. Yes, thank you. Is that no one wants to face St. Louis right now, right?
No.
This is the hottest team. They're out of heater, and no one wants to face them because, you know, especially like they already set up. Wainwright's going to be the starter for the, like, it's like for them, they got nothing to play for. They're all they're playing for now is the wild card, right? So where the Dodgers, you know, they're going to, you know, if they're still in play this weekend, they're going to go to still try and win the division. And then if they don't, then they'll look at the wild card. But where the Cardinals are already just, they'll probably rest guys this weekend because they already know where they're already locked in for the wild card game.
I don't know if you saw, so earlier tonight, Thursday night, Dylan Carlson, the rookie for the Cards, with he homered from both the left and the right side of the plate. He's a switch hitter for the second time in his career. So the first time he did it was 13 days ago.
Oh, wow. There you go.
So he's the first rookie in like ALNL history to homer from both sides of the plate in one game twice in the same season. Two Cards switch hitters have accomplished this feat before, Beltran and Lance Berkman. But I mean, when you've got like a rookie doing things like that, and like, it's no wonder that this team is, and you've got like J.A. Happ, who came over at the trade deadline and has been pitching. He got his 10th win and fifth and 11 starts with the Cards. Like, they're getting it from everywhere.
Yeah,
they are a hot team. And yeah, I mean, like, as great as the Dodgers are, I mean, you would have to be a little concerned that if you go into a one game.
Well, it's just one game. Like, anything can happen in one game, right? Like, that's to me, it's a bit the opposite of the whole baseball season, right? You play the 162 to get the advantage for the postseason, but then you get this one game crapshoot. That's, you know, it is what it's the system that you got to play with right now, right? So maybe they'll work that out if they ever get a new agreement together for the future. But for now, yeah, I mean, so if the Dodgers don't win the division, they're going to have to play St. Louis. And I would say it's a 50-50 proposition there, because St. Louis is just running it right now, and they're getting set up for the wild card game, and the Dodgers might just run out of gas.
I haven't seen any attribution to like an animal that's fueling the Cards good luck, but
I will say this, you know, I'll tell you this, and I shouldn't say this because he might hear this and might not, but I miss Brian tonight, because there's a couple things. One, I wanted to talk about the Jays and just hear how doom and gloom he would have been. But second, I don't know if it was last week or 2 weeks ago, we got into it about the AL MVP race. And I just want to say that Salvi Perez is looking like he's going to, I'm knocking a bit here, but right now he's in the lead for the home run for not only the AL, but the league.
Yeah.
And he's also leading still in the RBI race. And if it happens, I know he was discounting it, but I think it is an amazing accomplishment what he's doing here at the catcher position. Like, to the only other person who's ever done that was Johnny Bench, you know, to lead the league in home runs as a catcher. And I don't care if Brian would say that the home runs are not as valued. I still think it's a huge accomplishment what he's done this year on a team that there isn't a lot of help around him. Like, he's basically the main all-star guy, and a bounce back of a couple years ago where he had a season-ending injury. So I mean, we'll see. I know he's not going to win the MVP. It's
still in the top 10 on the betting odds. I just pulled up the tracker.
I think because Vladdy slowed down a bit too, that didn't help. But Shohei, also his pitching, it's weird. His hitting has stopped, but his pitching, the last two outings, he's had 10 strikeouts and both. I mean, he can't win any games because the Angels just don't win games. But, you know, seriously. But I mean, all he's done is he's gone on to pitch 8 innings and 7 innings with 10 strikeouts in both those outings. Like, he should win for his accomplishment, and he should also win just because of the historic nature of it. We might never see this again. Like, he might never duplicate this, but what he's doing this year is just pretty unfathomable. And I believe he has like 24 stolen bases. You know what I mean? Like, you know, when they talk about 5-tool players, he's literally like a 7- or 8-tool player, because he's got from both sides,
multiple tools on both sides of things. Yeah, no, it is quite incredible.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
If you want to hear something wild, so that list of the teams that have won 100 wins but finished in second place, the first of those in the modern era was the 1909 Cubs. They won the World Series in
1909.
So 1909 was the year that started their drought, right? They were the reigning World Series champs. I
was going to say 1908 was the world. Yes. That's crazy.
So the 1909 team went 104-49, but they finished 6 games back of the Pirates.
6 games back?
Yeah, they were never even really close. 4.5 games back of Pittsburgh in the final month. Like, they never got closer than that. That was the one that began the thing. But when I was looking at the little write-up about kind of this team, so Hall of Famer Mordecai Three Finger Brown, the pitcher, he went 27-9. with a 1.31 ERA in 342 2/3 innings that season.
Yeah, that's ludicrous. You're saying stuff.
First of all, he had 27 wins. He had a 1.31 ERA over that. And like, the fact that he pitched 342 innings. Like, each of those in their own.
There's some pitching staffs that don't even, if you combine people, they don't even get to 342.
It's like, can you imagine having him in your fantasy league?
But not only that, is what was his name again? Say his name again.
Mordecai Three Finger Brown.
We're missing nicknames. Three Finger Brown. Like, I would like to know more about Mordecai. I mean, that's crazy. That's an awesome name, let alone his stats. It's just, I mean, what a different era, right? But you know what, but like I said at the start here, this is what you, if you're a baseball fan and a baseball nut, this is what you're loving this last week. What a run here, right?
There's something that you've never seen before, or something that has only happened very, very rarely and stuff, and we're getting some of that as we come down to the wire here on the final weekend. So obviously, so next week it'll be playoffs.
We'll actually be right. I believe they'll start, if I'm not mistaken, well, it depends if there's any.
I guess, playing, it depends on the 163.
Starts Thursday. I think it starts next Thursday. We'll watch a bit of the first games and then take it. But here's the thing. It's so funny. I wish Brian could call in here, right, just to put in his 2 cents here. But if you're a betting person and we're talking next week, are we talking about the Jays in the postseason?
Well, I mean, like you said, the fact that they're facing the Orioles gives them,
it gives them hope.
They have the best opportunity.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's going to take a little bit of help from Seattle and Boston's opponents. We're going to have a game 1-63, but I don't know if the Jays are going to be involved.
I think you might be right. I'm going to go on the limb and I'm going to say it's the Yankees and Seattle make it.
Right. So we said they play the Angels. So that's definitely.
I feel the Red Sox, they blew it a bit this week. Well, they blew it twice. They blew it against the Yankees at home. They got swept. But then they had the Orioles on the road and they only won 1 out of 3. I mean, that's huge. And I'm not saying they can't just turn around. This is the beauty of baseball. You got another game, another day, whatever, right? But I mean, they gave up so many games here. They could have clinched a playoff spot, you know, if they would have taken care of the Yankees and the Orioles, but they haven't. And so I just feel Seattle's, they just beat a really good team in Oakland to get to this weekend, and they're rolling a bit here. The Jays, you hope for the best, but they might have a little bit of a letdown. It was a huge series against the Yankees, which they only got 1 of 3. It's tough, right? The Jays are in the farthest position back. Can they get there? Yes. But if I had to put a dollar on this or something, I'm going to go on the limb. I'll say the Yankees and Seattle make it. I'll probably be totally wrong. It'll be Red Sox and Jays, but that's what I would put down.
Sure enough. Well, I don't know if you saw one last little thing here, but I don't know if you saw the news that the Big Hurt bought the Field of Dreams site.
Yeah, which is kind of crazy, right? But I guess because they did, now did he buy the whole their company bought the whole entity? Is that what they did?
Yeah. So as I understood it, so the Field of Dreams site in Dyersville, Iowa. He bought the controlling interest in the iconic Field of Dreams movie site. So this is the controlling stake in the Go the Distance Baseball LLC and the Field of Dreams movie site. So the Big Hurt, Thomas, will serve as CEO. Former Dodgers GM Dan Evans will serve as COO. And also part of the venture is Chicago real estate developer Rick Heidner.
That's great.
Has basically taken it over. The next Field of Dreams game will be next August 11th, and it'll be an NL matchup between the Reds and the Cubs.
Yeah, which is fantastic, right? Because that's a natural rivalry once. And then also that they have, I believe it's the Cubs minor league team is in Iowa. So there's also that connection as well, just within that state. But I mean, just if anyone saw that iconic game earlier this year, I mean, that's, I hope they keep successful and flourish with that, because it's just what a fantastic setting that is for baseball.
Right. Yeah. Just fascinating. I mean, eventually maybe when the borders reopen, that would be a bucket list game to go to.
100%. We can just everyone keep getting their shots, and let's make that happen. Yes,
exactly.
That
would be great. Let's make that happen. I can't tell you what's on the pity party tomorrow. But well, you I know, will the remind best thing about tune this, in at one, it'll be a surprise to both of us.
Well, that's it. I was gonna say, like, then you're obligated now to just stay on UMFM 101.5 here, and just Brian will surprise you with whatever he's got for his show on the pity party coming up. It'll be great, regardless what it is. And I'll say this, hopefully he won't be too down, right? I could feel, hopefully he's already got in the can, because I feel I worry sometimes about Brian when couple texts.
I mean, of all things, playing hockey tonight, so that's why he couldn't record. But
that's right, he wasn't being shy about not talking about the Jays tonight. Yeah. It was just
actually texted me before the Jays game even started, actually, that he couldn't do it. So
that's fair enough. We'll have lots to talk about regardless. Well, like you said, we'll be in a postseason mode already, and we'll already be into, you know, trying to, you know, have the next month of a sprint to get to the World Series, the tin of metal that they're going to try and win. But you know, I mean, I'll just say this, if you're a Jays fan or you're a baseball fan, you know, enjoy this weekend, right? There's absolutely, there's lots on the line. The AL wild card is insane, and there's still something to play for the NL West. And, you know, if your team isn't going to make the playoffs, be it the Twinkies, the Royals, or whoever you're cheering for. Oh, and I can't believe we're running out of time here, but we'll have to talk about this somewhere next week, maybe with Brian. But he sent me something about like a team that I every year they don't make the playoffs because there's no team right now, but the Montreal Expos might be coming back.
Well, we'll have to
we'll leave it at that teaser for maybe next week or down the road, because Brian had sent me something that there might be some crazy announcement down the road, and I've been teased way too many times about this. But if the Expos and this Rays thing ever got to be something, I don't know if it's possible even, but you know, there's still something afoot there, and that would be amazing. But in the long and the short, like, if your team's not making the postseason that you cheer for, like the Twinkies or whoever else, there, at least, you know, you've got the three more days to watch them before a long winter comes, and then we have postseason next week, which will be great.
There we go.
Hey, are we done?
Yeah.
We don't have any tips of the cap. You got anything before?
No, there's no tips of the cap tonight. It's just time to.
It's you know what? It's just time for a one last push for a playoff there if you're a Jays fan, and everyone's going to be playing ball!
And since Brian's here, I'll go. Oh, Jesus.